This recording, Russia 35, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in the hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's slower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lover, thought it was a fair price for a cure."
So, a few words about me. I live in the city of Khabarovsk, located in the far east of Russia. This is closer to Japan than to Moscow. Right now, the sun is shining outside the window, in the rays of which my dog is basking. I apologize if you heard her steps or sights during the recording. I work in the IT sector, trying to make the world around me, if not better, then at least more automated. I love tabletop games, travel, and try to play sports more often. The older I get, the more I think about my health. Advice: do not put off sores for later. I have a close-knit family and good English teacher and an amazing wife. A glass of wine in my hand, before my eyes a text in foreign language that I am trying to learn. This is not easy because I am a lazy person, and I know that learning Russian is more difficult for English-speaking people than for me to learn English, and I am very motivated by people who learn Russian as the second language. When I see their successes, I understand that I will achieve my goal. Best wishes.
Итак, пара слов обо мне. Я живу в городе Хабаровск, расположенном на Дальнем Востоке России. Это ближе к Японии, чем к Москве. Прямо сейчас за окном светит солнце, в лучах которого греется моя собака. Прошу прощения, если вам были слышны ее шаги и вздохи во время записи. Я работаю в IT-секторе, стараюсь сделать мир вокруг себя, если не лучше, то хотя бы автоматизированнее. Люблю настольные игры, путешествия и стараюсь чаще заниматься спортом. Чем старше я становлюсь, тем больше я думаю о своем здоровье. Совет: не откладывайте болячки на потом. У меня дружная семья, хороший преподаватель по английскому и восхитительная жена. В руке бокал вина, перед глазами текст на иностранном языке, который я стремлюсь выучить. Это не просто, так как я довольно ленивый человек. И да, я знаю, что для англоговорящих людей выучить русский сложнее, чем мне выучить английский. И меня очень мотивируют люди, которые учат русский язык как второй. Когда я вижу их успехи, то понимаю, что добьюсь своего. С наилучшими пожеланиями.